Welcome to the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. At H3 HR Advisors, we too are balancing all the big changes in work and in our personal lives and for our families during this extended period of working from home and business and school closures. Two of my H3 HR partners, Trish McFarlane and Karen Hunter, are the parents of high school teenagers. And one of the things they've been doing in the last few weeks has been giving their kids extra learning and development assignments, challenging them to explore ideas in academics, business, and more, and having them share their thoughts with the group on a weekly video conference. One of the assignments was to record a short answer to a specific question about the workplace, and each one of the students shared their thoughts on these topics. We decided it would be a great idea to run their responses on the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa this week. There will be 5 episodes in total from Trish and Karen's kids, they have 2 each, and the girlfriend of one of the kids to round out the week. We hope you enjoy listening to what the next generation thinks about work in the workplace. With that, let's hear from the kids, and remember to find all the HR Happy Hour show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net.
All right. So my question was, what do the older generations of workers need to know about the younger generations as we're the ones entering the workforce? And I think you can break it down to, we might be younger, but we have just as much capability to come up with successful ideas that can overall better a company. I think the big stigma is that since we are younger, we don't have the capacity to formulate these valuable opinions because we're not as old and we don't have the experience. But there is no set age limit to be good at something. There is no, like, you don't have to work at somewhere for an X amount of years to be considered good at it or to have a good opinion. The importance of a youth's view on a company and the people they're trying to reach, like their customers, all the consumers, is that we are younger, we know what we want to hear, and we have a really good understanding of what other young people are going to want to hear or be told or get from a product or a company. So the importance of our view needs to be taken into consideration. I think when you come into a company, like Aubrey said, she experienced at DQ, they treated her like a child. They did not give her the respect, and that immediately made her dislike the company. So I think if companies are able to show the young people coming in as new employees that their opinion matters, that they are valued at this company, it's going to make it a lot easier for everyone to work more efficiently.